Welcome back. It's a Wednesday, which means we get daytime baseball. If you're bored with your life and you say, hey, I need something to do this afternoon, we got you covered. Even if you don't like baseball, we're here to guide you with some baseball bets here in a few minutes. Jenks, sad news for the Circle of Trust trademark here on the show.
Yeah.
So we talk about the Circle of Trust, starting pitchers that we trust implicitly with our bets to the point of they're almost auto bets when certain guys are starting. Nathan Eovaldi of the Texas Rangers is now likely done for the season with a rotator cuff injury. He was one of the premier founders of the Circle of Trust for me. I bet on a lot of his games. He was 11-3 this year with a 1.76 ERA. You could even throw him in the mix for Cy Young, even though I don't think he's had enough innings to qualify. Because Here's the thing, like, he has an ERA below 2, which is very, very good. But he only has 130 innings of work this year. Like, to compare that with the other guys who are, like, leading the stats, Paul Skenes has 161 innings, Tarik Skubal 166. So I don't think that Nathan Eovaldi was going to win the Cy Young. But still, this is a tough loss for the Rangers and tough for Nathan Eovaldi. For somebody who is, you know, getting up there, let's see how old he is. He's 35. He is still pitching at an extremely high level. And sometimes we see these injuries kind of derail pitchers to where when they come back, they're not quite as strong. So sad news all around. We are mourning the loss of Nathan Eovaldi, at least from a pitching standpoint. He has not left this earth. But I will miss betting on his games.
Yeah, I feel really bad for him because he should have been an all-star this season, and he just missed the number of innings pitched to qualify for the all-star game, so he didn't make it, and he should have because his numbers are as good as anyone's, and the Rangers were awesome, and they gave him his all-star bonus anyway, which was in his contract because they were like, you've earned this. And he's had such a fantastic year and has been so good. So, A, he deserved that nod. And then, B, he deserves to finish out the season because he's just been on a roll. Great for this show. So, I always feel bad when you see guys in the middle of great seasons have those seasons cut short. So, yeah, it's a real bummer.
Yeah, especially when you win money on said guy. Like, I feel personally sad now because this was an auto bet for me. I wanted to bring this up because I hadn't really realized it. But I didn't realize the Cy Young race in the American League was so close. I was just looking at the numbers for this discussion. Garrett Crochet is not that far behind Tarik Skubal. So they're very close in ERA. Tarik Skubal, barely ahead. He's 11-4, 2.28 ERA. Garrett Crochet, 14-5 with a 2.38. Strikeouts are very similar. Tarik Skubal has 212. Crochet, 207. And the innings are almost identical. They both have 166 innings of work. So I said to myself, I wonder if there's any value on Garrett Crochet, but the odds are pretty close. Garrett Crochet is even money. Tarik Skubal is -125. I still feel like I trust Tarik Skubal a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And from a narrative standpoint, who have you heard more about this year? I feel like Tarik Skubal has gotten all of the headlines. People love like his style of like wanting to go deep in games, but like the innings are very close for Garrett Crochet. Do you think Tarik Skubal at -125 to win the Cy Young is a solid bet?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I feel like that there's something, it's sort of the perfect melding between the fact that he is, he's a hell of a pitcher, obviously. I think he's the best pitcher on the planet still. And also, I just feel like he's got that edge as far, he doesn't have the glitz that comes with Paul Skenes, right? It's not the excitement there, but that's, you know, when it comes to the American League, I mean, it's Tarik Skubal, and he has that name recognition, and I just think he's a better pitcher. And honestly, I'm a little surprised it's at -125. Like, Garrett Crochet has had a fine season and might get close, but this is probably as good a price as you're going to get on Skubal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I feel like it's a really good price, even though, again, like, the numbers disagree with me here. Like, because I was thinking, okay, since the Tigers are the better team, like, they're probably going to be the top seed in the American League. Mm-hmm. But Garrett Crochet has more wins. It's 14-5. So I don't know how much that matters. Maybe it's a closer race than I think, but I still am going to trust Tarik Skubal. He's one of the members of the Circle of Trust, and he's won me a lot of money. And let's hope he can win us even more money, because I think maybe that is a bet that I will be making During the break, when I get my phone. If you are making some bets today, go ahead and go to BetMGM. If you're playing a parlay, swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits, only at BetMGM. All right, Jenks, so we do have a daytime slate of baseball this afternoon. I usually talk about first impression roses. This was not a slate that blew my socks off. Like, this is like the quarterback room of the New Orleans Saints, where I'm not really thrilled with some of these games. But I will say, like, from a starting pitcher standpoint, I trust Eric Lauer. He's been really good for the Blue Jays. But the Blue Jays lost yesterday, and they're minus 175, so you'd have to play him on the run line at home. Quinn Priester, I feel like, has been, like, a great value as far as he has great numbers, but I don't think he's regarded as highly as some of the top pitchers in baseball. He's 11-2, 3.44 ERA. Milwaukee is minus 160 against the D-backs today. Are you going with either of these pitchers for either of your bets?
I'm just angry at the Blue Jays. They led that game 4-3 in the ninth.
Lame.
I went to bed with the Blue Jays up 4-3 in the ninth. I was like, three outs. I got a dub. I did not get a dub. Twins got four in the top of the ninth. I got to calm down.
Moment of silence.
Moment of silence. I was like, got him. You ever do it? That's what you get, man. You just never know in baseball. You just never know. You gotta wait until that final out. I woke up this morning. I was like, you got to be effing kidding me. I was not pleased. I mean, I like the Jays here a lot, but at minus 175, you got to go Jays run line here, which maybe is not a bad bet. So I almost just want to put like 8 bets on the card and see what happens. I probably won't do that, but I feel like you got to go back to the Jays. They've been great at home. They're the better team. They gave one away last night, so I wouldn't mind the Jays on the run line here.
I will say, from a macro standpoint, a bunch of dogs won last night. Yeah. Like, there were some wild games. So, like, it makes me think that, like, a favorites day is coming. Like, I understand that it's not rooted in logic, but, like, here's an example of some of the game. Like, the Mets beat the Phillies once again. I don't know what it is about the Phillies at Citi Field, but they did not play well there.
Weird.
The Twins beat the Blue Jays. The Pirates won over the Cardinals. The Rockies won 6-1 over the Astros. I almost played that in some capacity. I think the Astros were, like, minus 320. Or something. So I think it was just one of those weird days in baseball where it makes me want to go big on favorites today.
I think that's actually a good point. I mean, like you said, there's not real logic behind it, but eventually we see the positive regression, right? I mean, it's baseball. We're going to have the dogs have their days, and that's just the way it goes. Yeah. But ultimately, when you have that happen, you think, okay, maybe this is when the favorites start playing the way they should play. And I don't want to say it was a bad beat for me, but when it comes to the Jays in particular, I think I'm talking myself into going back here. And there are some favorites I liked. This is not my favorite day on the card, but I think your point is well taken, which is, you know, generally the better teams win the majority of the time. So if you're coming off a day when they didn't get it done, maybe this is the time.
Yeah, and to add to that, like, the A's have been beating the Tigers. So I was looking at that game today, and it's like, okay, do I look at this ace team and say, okay, Chelsea, we've seen them. They're pretty scrappy at home. But I really like Casey Mize. He's 12-4, 3.68 ERA.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a lot of games that I like, but I'm not in love with. So, like, let's try to narrow it down, Jenks. Are there any games that you know are making the card for you?
I don't know. Maybe the Rangers, even though, well, Nathan Eovaldi was going to go, so I handicapped this game yesterday. I'm like, I'm all over Texas, and now he's not going to go, so maybe I need to relook at that one again.
Heartbreak.
I may still go with it. Yeah. I am going to talk my... I mean, it's a bummer. It's a real bummer. And then... God, I'm looking at the prices here. I'm not crazy about this. I will say, okay, here's a game I do like. I may bet. I may go Braves-Marlins over 8. Right now, the total is set at 8.5. I think I'm going to play it down to 8. So we saw the same matchup 3 weeks ago. That was a 7-1 Marlins win, and we got the same pitchers, same ones going in this one. Joey Wentz for the Braves, very successful in that game. A single run over 5 1/3, but I also think he has blow-up potential as well. Last time out against the Mets, 6 runs in 3 1/3 innings. Ryan Gusto is going for the Marlins. 3 runs over 6 innings when he faced the Braves in that game. But then he followed that up by giving up 5 runs over 6 innings against the Jays. So I think when you look at these bullpens, neither of them are great. So we could see some runs late. I would go over. And also, I will say, the Braves have quietly been playing some decent baseball lately. So I wouldn't mind the Braves on the money line either.
I think anytime the starting pitchers have ERAs of 5 and you can get an 8 as a total, I think it's a solid play. Like, I'm not in the camp of routinely trusting the Braves and the Marlins.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to talk you off of it. I think for me, the teams that are probably going to make the card is probably going to go with the Brewers in some way. The Diamondbacks, we've seen it. They're scrappy. They can score some runs. Yeah. Did you consider the over today? Because I think Quinn Priester kind of ruins that for me because he's been really good. Ryan Nelson is a better starter than what we had yesterday. Total of 8.5 in that game. I think I am going to go with the Brewers. Maybe, see, the first 5 run line normally I would play, but the Diamondbacks statistically are the best first 5 team in baseball. So, like, it's one of those games where you have, you know, arrows pointing in different directions. You could also make a case for the Tigers today, I think. It's really hard to sweep a series, and the A's have been putting the beat down on the Tigers. You could probably make a good case for the Cubs again. They lost to the Giants yesterday. So I don't think I'm going to have a big card. In fact, I'm probably going to play one bet, and I still haven't even decided on what it is.
I'm going Brewers. I just decided just now. Just now.
Just sold.
Now I'm going to do it. Sold. I mean, you're right about the Diamondbacks are really good in the first 5, but if... You know, even if the Brewers are trailing early, the Diamondbacks bullpen is one of the worst pens, like, in the National League. Like, you can really score on Arizona late. We saw a high-scoring game yesterday. That was the one bet I did have hit, which I like the over in that game. And I might look at that again today. But I think the Brewers are a solid pick. And I'll shop around and find a better price, I think. But you can find it. I'm looking at it right now. Minus 155. Here's one for minus 152. So minus 149. So yeah, I'll be in the Brewer. Why not?
I think especially at that price. Like, I think we talk about value a lot on this show. When you can get the best team in baseball at home at a solid price, I think you do it. Especially with Quinn Priester. Like, again, I feel like he's a pitcher that's undervalued. He has the same numbers as some of these other better pitchers, but he just doesn't have the brand recognition of some of these other guys. So maybe the Brewers will make the card for me as well. I want to talk about this Phillies-Mets game for just a second. I was watching this game yesterday, and what an entertaining series it's been. Like, maybe if you're not a Phillies fan, but I'm kind of leaning towards the over in this one. I don't know what it is about divisional opponents, but maybe it's because they play each other so much, is that you get used to seeing the same pitchers over and over, and the bats have been hot. This was a very back-and-forth affair last night between the Phillies and the Mets with a bunch of home runs. I was trying to get Blake to model the swing of some of these players because, you know, Blake just started softball. So I was doing, you know, another level of parenting, 2 birds, 1 stone. I get to watch a game and I get
smart
to, you know, teach her softball. But I do think this one kind of trends toward an over. Taijuan Walker has been good, but not lights out. Nolan McLean has good numbers, but it's a small sample size for the Mets. 2-0 with a 1.46 ERA. I was kind of surprised that the Mets are favored in this game, though, because we have seen the Phillies favored in every game of the series, and the Mets have won. I don't know if the Mets can sweep. So I'm kind of torn on this one, but if you want an entertaining series, this is a meaningful one, too, because the Phillies lead in the NL East is dwindling. And obviously, it's a head-to-head matchup, so the Mets are gaining ground. Phillies entered this series with a 7-game lead. Now it's down to 5. So every game in this series absolutely matters.
Here come the Metropolitans. It's strange to me that the Mets are favored here, honestly, with Walker on the mound. Like, I think this is a good
chance. By that much?
Yeah.
-150?
Right. That's what's crazy to me. If you're talking, okay, Mets minus 120, minus 115, okay. But I think it's just because there's something about Philly playing at Citi Field, because pitching-wise, I feel like when you have a big body of evidence when you're talking about Taijuan Walker, then you give the edge to the Phillies there. But there is something about Philly on the road at Citi Field. Their bats just go ice cold. But I don't understand this price. This seems, as good as the Mets have been in this series against the Phillies, this feels like a pretty punitive price to pay.
Yeah, especially Jose Alvarado's back as well, which I didn't realize. Remember, he was serving that, what was it, 60-game suspension?
Oh, yeah.
The closer for the Phillies, he is back. I saw him warming up in the pen last night. So that's an added boon to the Phillies. I don't think I'm going to play it, but just from a watching standpoint, that is a big game tonight. I would imagine they have it on some type of TV channel, so you should watch. All right, coming up next, it's a Whine About It Wednesday, my favorite day of the week, because we get paid to complain. It's next on The Daily Tip.